For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Distinction from the world. God desires for His followers to be clearly distinguished from unbelievers. Though Christians necessarily interact with non-Christians in their daily lives, they do not have to be affected by a non-Christian outlook. Christ Himself said, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them," His followers, "out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." In his second epistle to the Corinthians, Paul the Apostle penned an impassioned outcry against worldliness. He challenged the early church members to be distinct from the ungodly, exhorting them to come out from among them and be separate. They were to insulate themselves against the mindset and philosophies of the world, refusing to follow the example of unbelievers in behavior, attitudes, appearance, and associations that were unbecoming to a follower of Christ. The principle of remaining distinct from the world is no less important today. There is an essential difference between the sanctified people of God and the people of the world, and it is important not to blur the distinction between the two. This choice to be separate from the subtle influences of the world is evidence of the believer's heartfelt commitment to the teachings of God's Word. Jesus pointed out that the fruit of a person's life is what those looking on use to evaluate his spiritual condition. If an individual consistently lives a clean, holy life before his peers, the reality of what God has done in his life will be an unmistakable witness to others. Christ's followers are called to be distinct from the world in their beliefs and values. The morality of the world is often determined by whatever seems to be right to the individual for the case at hand. In contrast, God's Word sets forth principles and moral absolutes that are unchanging and universal, irrespective of circumstances, cultures, or eras in history. Followers of Christ reject standards defined by the world, upholding without compromise a Bible-based code of ethics and evidencing a commitment to righteousness that is complete and undivided. Paul warned the believers in Rome not to be conformed or squeezed into the mold of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That principle holds true today. Christians of every era must be alert to areas where worldly thinking presses in and ask for God's help in withstanding those influences if we are to be the living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, that God demands. Christ's followers are called to be distinct from the world in their conduct and actions. The Bible gives guidelines about what actions and behaviors are appropriate for Christians. For example, actions and behaviors should glorify God, be holy in nature, be according to the will of God, not have any appearance of evil, not hinder another Christian, involve the right company, not compromise the individual's Christian testimony, and qualify to be done in Jesus' name. The Apostle Paul challenged the younger man Timothy to be an example to others in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The Greek word translated conversation means behavior, not verbal discourse. He gave a similar exhortation to the believers at Philippi, instructing them, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh, or is worthy of, the gospel of Christ." Decisions about recreation and entertainment options are one area where distinction from the world will be apparent. As people who are set apart for God, believers reject options that would fuel the flesh instead of the spirit, recognizing that thoughts and actions are impacted by what is read, heard, and watched. The psalmist evidenced his determination to separate himself from harmful influences, stating, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." He was determined not to look with indifference on the sins of those around him, nor to permit their sins to impact him. We are not to have pleasure or to be entertained by immorality. A follower of Christ will also be distinct from the world in how he chooses to spend his time. In Ephesians 5:15 and 16, the Bible says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." The word translated redeeming in this verse carries the idea of making the most of, and service to God lies behind the apostle's thought. Christ's followers resist living self-centered lives, knowing that the precious opportunity of advancing Christ's kingdom must not be allowed to slip away, because the days are evil. Christ's followers are called to be distinct from the world in their appearance. The concept of modesty, a regard for decency and moderation in behavior, deportment, and dress, is a clear teaching of Scripture. The attire and demeanor of the people of God should reflect Christ and be appropriate for one who represents Him. Styles differ from culture to culture and change with each generation, but the principles regarding godly appearance transcend time and societal trends. One guideline for attire is given in 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety. Godly women are to dress and behave in such a way as to draw attention to the Spirit of God within them, rather than to the physical body. Extreme or ostentatious clothing, hairstyles, and general appearance are not appropriate for followers of Christ, and deportment should match the conservative, godly appearance. As Christ's followers purpose to follow Christ's admonition to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, the distinction between themselves and the world will be clear.